We kick off hour number two at the NIT Championship game. It's Tennessee. It's Memphis live from Madison Square Garden. Billy Williford's got you all set up as Tennessee has navigated the NIT Final Four to get to this point. As all the guys from across the pond say, they'll know what it's like to walk out in a final.
NIT final.
Hey, easy.
It is. I'm making sure everybody's aware.
That's all right. I mean, I don't think this scenario is like
that crazy.
I could have seen this happening.
I don't know. That 111 points on 33 assists and 3 turnovers was pretty.
Yeah, some of the details might have been different. But
Notre Dame just not that good.
I could see us having beaten these teams for sure. In fact, Arkansas, the computer simulation of Arkansas, like, made me think I was actually watching them this year. Because there were times where I kind of thought that they were going to be really good, and then they would have these games where I'm like, what are you guys doing? You're just dribbling around, jacking up shots, and that's when they get beat. And then they look like $1 million in some other games, but then they go back into this funk. I don't know. It's like, it felt like SEC basketball. Us giving up the big lead against Clemson and then hanging on felt like a real basketball game.
Like the Florida game.
Yeah, it did. So here we are, a chance for revenge, chance to get back, Penny Hardaway.
Was that the worst game of the season?
It depends on what you think worst
I'd say Wisconsin was, yeah, was really bad. I mean, that was hard to watch.
I'd put Georgia up there.
Memphis might have been the most deflating, though.
Yeah, but like Wisconsin, Georgia, you didn't, I guess, really care. This game, it really, really mattered, and it was the ugliest, nastiest, slowest, most boring, frustrating game.
I thought we'd at least see us fight our ass off in this one, you know, and be like,
well, easy with the fighting. You don't want to be accused of.
Right. Well, but that's my point. Like, I thought we would come out, and even if it was ugly basketball, I thought we'd see like a physical battle, like a
war
waged on the hardwood, and it was the most soft.
That was when I realized this team was, it was going to take some time to get that dog. It was this game.
51-47 was the final.
Did Lamonte play in that game?
No,
he did not play. Man, if we'd have Viscovi, we'd have probably won. What'd you say the final was? 51-47.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough.
It was very bad. I just remember, was that the game where Josiah missed a dunk that basically, and I think he scored like our first 6 points, and then I think there was a dunk missed in the second half, maybe, wide open, and he overjumped it.
Tennessee shot 25% from the floor.
That's when it was bad. I was there.
15.4% from three.
How many did we take?
We were 4 of 26.
4 of 26?
I mean,
not good.
Just unreal. Josiah James had 14 points. He led all scorers.
But he missed that dunk.
Fulkerson only had 9.
He led all scorers?
Oh, sorry, for Tennessee. Not all scorers. He led Tennessee in scoring. Wait.
He might have led all scorers. I mean,
he did lead
Memphis
all scorers.
Didn't have anybody go off.
He did lead all scorers. They had two guys with 11, another guy with 10. Yeah. He was our only player. If you took one vol in double figures, you cashed in this one. Think how ridiculous that is.
Fulkerson and that it was
9.
Josiah.
Yeah, Fulkerson.
Man,
9,
I feel like
Pond
that was
6.
Before. That was before.
Wait,
Fulkerson.
Lamonte did play in this game.
Oh, he did.
39 minutes.
I'd say that counts as he played.
Yeah, his last game was Jacksonville State, I believe.
Okay,
he had 5 points. Bowden had 5.
Right before Wisconsin,
so he had 5 points. That's basically like he didn't play.
He was.
How many assists did he have?
3. Three turnovers, 3
probably
assists.
His worst game,
2 steals
of the season.
That might have been the one. Was Jacksonville State next?
If not, it was
had to be close.
Like Florida A&M, and then Jacksonville State.
No, it was at Cincinnati was next.
Okay,
then Jacksonville State after
there you
that.
Go.
Okay,
yeah. So chance for revenge, right here on 3 and Out, NIT championship.
The ball is tipped.
Oh, baby.
We doing this? All
yeah,
right.
Need some sound.
Black Sox again?
Black Sox with the orange unis for Tennessee.
For some reason, pregame they had on orange socks, and they all went and changed. I don't know.
Okay.
Vescovi for three to get things started.
Hey, he's going to come out firing. That's just kind of what he's been. He always misses them early. He gets the misses out of the way.
All right. Memphis with the basketball.
Underway in Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden. Driving to the basket on Fulkerson. Misses. Fulkerson with the rebound. Kicks ahead. Bowden on the right-hand side. 0-0. 9.5 to go. First quarter. Remember, quarters in the NIT. Kicks over to James. He drives. Loses it. Loose ball. And who did they call that foul on? Josiah? Ugh.
It's an early foul.
Got another whiteout crowd here with some orange sprinkled in. Tennessee fans always travel.
So Memphis is the home team, though?
I mean, they're wearing white.
But, no, I'm saying all the all-in shirts are blue, and the guys got blue hats on.
Oh.
So this is it's going to be a tough crowd.
Memphis misses another jumper. Pass ahead to Bowden.
Yep, starting off a lot like that first game.
Ugly, ugly basketball. Kicks the pawns, elbow. He dribbles out. Gives off to Vescovi. Left side, outside three-point line. Trying to get Fulkerson a touch. He gets it
finally
to high post.
Okay.
Dumps inside to Pons on high-low action. Blocks shot. Pons gathers.
Yeah.
Oh, he's fouled. He was fouled. He was fouled.
No, I know. I wanted the and one.
So Pons put up
Pons at the free throw line is not the most sure thing.
He improved this season.
He did. He improved. I will say he improved.
We see
all across the board, minus ball handling.
We've seen a lot of nerves early on in this finals.
Championship game.
Yeah.
Reminds me of that UConn Butler matchup. Was that who it was? Like,
oh yeah,
that national championship game where it was, I don't know, I felt like the score was in the 30s. I mean, you can feel the tension in the atmosphere, Billy. You really can. Pons rocks and fires, and he misses.
Lot like the first game.
Goodness gracious! Jeez. Get on the board here.
I mean, the game was in the 50s, so we'll see if both of these teams pick up the pace a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been a high-scoring team throughout this NIT run, so we'll see. Pons goes through his routine. Ames fires. It's good.
Hey,
all right, we're on the board.
Just got to crack the seal.
1-0. Tennessee leads. Memphis walks it down. What is the deal going to be with Penny? I mean, this was supposed to be kind of their big year. Like, how much longer does he have at
Memphis?
He said
they were going to win a national title.
Yeah, guaranteed.
As I recall.
I mean, it's probably kind of good for him. There was no NCAA tournament.
He can still make that argument.
Pull-up jumper for Memphis, no good. Pons with the rebound.
Vescovi wants the ball. Pons, nope, taking it myself.
Refuses to pass, make the outlet pass, just dribbles to the top himself.
He's mad at Vescovi for that quick shot. Bowden.
It's good.
Bing! Woo! Bowden deep three on a That's
like
actually the good
handoff.
Bowden shot. The curl, feet aren't set, flailing around.
Kick that leg
of course
out.
That's the one he's going to make.
4-0 Tennessee. Great start here. 8 minutes to go, first quarter.
Turn that crowd noise up a little bit there, old Billy.
Memphis drives, foul
on. Oh, gosh. Vescovi.
That's one.
That is one.
Ugh. Barnes wearing a blue tie.
Hey, it's worked so far.
Yeah.
It's worked so far. The head games.
I didn't see a foul there.
No, I mean,
he went straight up.
Could argue it was more foul on Fulkerson than Vescovi, but
I don't know.
Refs have been all over Vescovi this entire tournament. It's really,
it's profiling. He's European. They just think he's going to foul.
But he's not.
I mean, yeah. But European style of basketball. South American. Uros gets the European treatment.
Missed free throw. Man, you're going to have to make those down the stretch to win
this
game. It seems like it's going to be a tie. Tightly contested matchup.
Billy, I think
through.
You made this way too realistic. Neither one of these teams can score.
Well, it actually makes me feel good because I've been worried that
I missed both free throws.
I was worried that maybe the scenarios that Billy set up here were a little favoring Tennessee, but this is actually almost exactly like that first game went.
Inside
of
Pons, he
misses. Maybe it's very accurate on the rosters.
Uh-oh.
Good job, Billy.
Man, Memphis up ahead. They're on the board. Achiuwa with a dunk in transition. It's 4-2 Tennessee.
Hey, that's when they started to get out in the first game. They just started running and gunning.
The court looks incredible, by the way.
Thank you.
Great job on the graphics, Billy. Vescovi off curl. Three.
He's
going to
miss early. He's going to miss early. That's just what he does.
Achiuwa
no
with another
problem.
Rebound. He's killing us. Kicks ahead.
Backdoor. Vescovi falls asleep. 4-4.
If you're going to take that shot in your Vescovi, you at least got to get back on defense.
Alex Lomax with a layup.
Lomax.
If I'm Barnes, I pull Scovie right now. Can't have that. You got to set the tone early.
I don't know. It's a championship game. Can't hold anything back, David.
Thought Bowden was going to
last game
back.
Of the season.
He's thinking about
can't
it.
Can't hold
spin
anything
move,
back.
Drives right.
I thought he
off,
picked up his dribble.
Kicks to Josiah.
Josiah James
quiet. Pawns, pulls for three. No good.
Five Man, star.
You got to go down low to Fulkerson.
He hasn't had a touch.
Kicks you got to steal that pass.
Harris to the basket. Oh, blocked by Josiah.
That was
no,
Bowden.
Bowden. Sorry.
But then Fulky gives up the rebound.
What's up with the blue dot?
He's cold.
Oh.
Josiah James is
very
cold.
Accurate. Yeah.
Bowden misses.
Felt like Bowden should have tried to take that one to the rim. He kind of settled right there.
I do that all the time in this game. Drives me crazy.
Yeah, I think that's part of the computer thing. Like, if you had two people playing, you know, once you get a lane to the bucket, you just go in and dunk it or lay it up. Achiuwa inside again. Misses.
Man,
Fulks on the rebound. Vescovi kicks ahead. Pawns.
Pawns the ball.
To the basket. Oh, he stripped. Out of bounds.
It hit Pawns' foot.
It kicked it off Pawns' foot. That was just a good heads-up play.
That was a good call by the ref.
I agree with David. That's just a heads-up play.
What are you guys doing?
I'm just watching. We're just watching the game.
Right, trying to be impartial here.
Okay. Yeah.
High post
I don't
Thomas.
Know. Are we supposed to be impartial, or are we the Tennessee broadcast?
We're
the matter. Tennessee broadcast.
Josiah James with the steal.
Still cold, but he did get the steal.
We can pull for our guys.
There's a layup.
Just,
okay.
It's a good foul.
Yeah, good foul. Vescovi gets the ball underneath, fouled. I don't know who that was.
He'll make both these, right?
Yeah, probably.
This game
it was
up.
Your boy with the short shorts.
Why is that my boy?
Well, we've talked about him before.
He tucks him up under the.
Yeah, I even made sure he has short shorts on.
Man, you really spared no expense.
There's Penny. What was that, Penny?
Yeah. Kind of looks like Shaq. But
skinny Shaq.
It's the best.
That's ironic.
It is.
Just saying.
Kind of like little Penny, but Shaq.
Vescovi at the line for two free throws. Rocks, fires, swish.
You know, Vescovi and I have the same routine at the free throw line.
Just make them?
Well, I mean,
what was it, two dribbles?
Before the
one
shot.
Dribble?
Two dribbles and a spin.
Two dribbles and a spin.
A lot of young players out there don't know having a routine.
Oh,
he's
very
spins.
Important. A little spin. Ooh,
spin again. I think it's a different routine.
Did he switch it up? That's
yeah,
second free throw, good by Vescovi.
I think he switched it
up. It's kind of like a pitcher from the stretch. Or
yeah, that's not good after a make. You don't switch it up after a make. What are you doing?
He made them both. I don't know.
Maybe that's the routine is you switch it up.
Oh, good defense by Fulkerson there.
Heads up play. Get the hands in the way.
Out of bounds. Memphis still has the basketball on the baseline. 13 seconds left on the shot clock as Thomas will inbound. Trying to find somebody. Gets it in to Lomax. Left side. He pulls the trigger. With a toe on the line for two, it's good.
Vescovi's defense this game has been pretty poor.
Yeah.
Memphis, very quick guards.
Well, he's guarding Lomax. Tough. Vescovi, right-hand side, kicks over to Bowden for three.
Another one.
It's good.
Oh, Jordan Bowden.
Bowden coming out on fire. Last game of his career, chance to win a championship. And the Carter Killer's on fire.
The Carter Killer, I like it.
Too bad we'll never
get a lot of traffic up top in Memphis' offense, but it got him a wide open layup.
Double horn stagger set, and Vescovi gets just screened to death again. I mean, you got to help him on that. Help and help the helper. What are we doing?
You got to help him, but he's got to fight through it at least.
I agree with
he's
you.
He's got it probably tired from all the shots he's
Vescovi
been taking.
Vescovi for three. No good.
0 for 3?
That was wide 0
for 4.
Off a down screen.
Hey, at least he got back on defense.
Oh, what are we doing?
Yeah, but Josiah James didn't. Another dunk for Memphis.
Somebody's
got
to stop ball.
He got back on defense, and then he got rocked to sleep with the crossover.
Very bad communication on the Vols' part. You got to call it out.
12-9 Memphis as Jordan Bowden drives to the basket.
Got his pocket picked.
Out of bounds. Going to be Tennessee's ball. Baseline, 14 on the clock. Shot clock.
I'm surprised they haven't gone to Fulkerson.
Pawns inbound.
We're saving him.
He's looking for somebody.
Going to get a 5-second ball here.
Kicks it out to James.
Who's still cold.
Top of the key. He's going to get a ball screen from Fulkerson. Drives right side. Spin move up with the left. And
cold.
Misses.
He's cold. He's got a snowflake emoji.
Achiuwa brings the ball down for Memphis, which is weird since he's there four.
Yeah, Pons brings it down for us. Is that an NBA thing where the four brings it down?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not uncommon, especially whenever a lot of these teams go with a smaller lineup. You usually will see the four bring it up.
Memphis misses a three. Tennessee gets it inside to Josiah James, who's still cold.
Another force.
Again.
Another force.
What are we doing? He did score the most points.
Oh man.
Yeah. Was that Rick Barnes with the timeout? Was that a lob?
Alley-oop at the top of the key.
Did you see
Chua just hammered it home backwards.
I'll show it to you during
backwards?
The break. Yeah. We'll pull that up for you during the break here. We need a timeout on three and out as well. We'll come back. Memphis leads 14.
Coach him up, Barnes. Come on.
Welcome back to Three and Out. So go back to Madison Square Garden. Tennessee trails Memphis 14-9, 3:42 left, first quarter. And Rick Barnes has gone to the bench. He's unhappy.
Hey, we got a lob ourselves right there. We didn't dunk it, but it was a little alley-oop to Bowden. Bowden having a hell of a first quarter.
Jalen Johnson to Jordan Bowden. It's now 14-11. Tennessee cuts the margin to 3. We've got Uros Plavsic in the game.
Kumwa. And Gaines. Yeah. And Jalen Johnson in the game.
It's not a great lineup. Memphis scores again.
Over Jalen Johnson.
Going back to Bowden, I mean, you always kind of want to go out on top. And right now, he's at least putting forth a good performance.
He's carrying you.
We saw that late in the season.
What's he got? 8 of the 11, I think?
Even in the loss to Auburn, he went off. And he's going to have to do it now, I feel like, if Tennessee's going to.
What?
Jalen Johnson begging
for the bench with that shot.
Yeah, that's rough.
Somebody's checking in.
Bow and it's three-point play.
Come, this is realistic, isn't it? Three-point play on the opportunity free throw for Memphis. 18-11 is your score. 2:47 left in the first quarter. Cold offensive start for Tennessee. They've been pretty hot, Billy. What'd you do? Mm-hmm. Did you go in and adjust some numbers here? Huh?
Championship game. Weird things happen.
You're not getting good play from Vescovi. I mean, we talked about it. He's the X factor.
It's a good point by you, Davey. He's been the guy that he's the one that carried Tennessee when they went to the bench in the last matchup. So we need something similar here. Man, this free throw's taking forever. And he missed it. All right, still 18-11. Gaines with the rebound, brings the ball down the floor for the Volunteers. Kicks to the corner. Jalen Johnson wide open. That's his shot.
Yeah, had to be in.
Memphis pushes tempo, looking ahead. Oh, he's got another guy. It's Ellis under the basket. It's good. Bowden fell asleep on defense there. What are we doing? It's 20-11. Memphis leads. Kumwa now bringing the ball down for Tennessee. Kicks over to Bowden. Like there's no scoring on the floor right now.
Oh, gosh.
Bowden loses it out of bounds. It's off Memphis. Tennessee will continue to keep possession. 2:15 left first quarter. I mean, I almost hope they just can hang around here until we can get some better players back in the basketball game. We talked about the depth first hour, how it'll be so much better next year. This is part of the problem. Kumwa with it. Pushed off the block a little bit.
Kumwa thinking about it.
Kicks out the Gaines. Top of the key to Bowden.
He's going to have to force one.
Oh my gosh, that was almost half court. Shot clock running out.
Last game of the year, Brent.
Memphis comes down, takes another bad shot, misses. That's good news for Tennessee. Bowden secures the rebound. Kicks ahead. Kumwa to the basket. Stripped.
Turnover.
Golly.
You know, it's one thing when you go to the bench and, oh, man, they're Dandridge.
And Kumwa with a deflection.
Memphis doing some work down low right now. Leads 22-11 after the putback. Yeah, we need to get some subs in here.
First quarter break here or something.
I mean, this is a prototypical Tennessee performance. You do really well in one game, and you're thinking, hey, we got a chance. Next game, you come out, and you just bleep the bed.
Yeah, when pressure's at its highest.
Bowden has dribbled this entire possession. He now has the ball, kicks the Kumwa. No time left in the shot clock. He throws it to Jalen Johnson with really no time left in the shot clock. He jacks up a two, misses. And here comes Memphis with an 11-point lead to the basket.
How are you not jacked up for championship Wednesday?
Grief.
Coming out a little sluggish.
It's a long game, Chris.
I don't understand it.
It's Auburn all over again.
It is. It feels like Auburn. We just beat Kentucky. Yeah. Maybe we gassed ourselves.
Memphis misses a three, gets the offensive rebound.
Another offensive rebound,
and we have to foul him. Well, we got Plavsic in there. Can't get a rebound.
I think Bowden just picked up his second. Rick Barnes.
Not happy
in the blue shirt, blue tie combo. The head games are not working. Memphis to the free throw line, two shots. Their lead is 22-11, 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tennessee's got to find some offense outside of Jordan Bowden.
At this point, you're just hoping to get to the end of the first.
Scored 11 points. I mean, we've been on fire in this tournament. Just, ugh. Not getting good looks.
No comment.
Not getting good looks at all.
Right now, you're on pace for 44 points.
Not good, Bob.
Scored 47 the last time.
Is that Maurice? Is that the guy's name? Maurice.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Free throw line. He missed the second. Plavšić, big rebound. Mm. Big rebound by Plavšić.
Jalen Johnson brings it down. Can go 2-for-1 here if you get a shot up quick. Plavšić with it. Kicks out high to Johnson over to
Tennessee
Gaines.
Moving the basketball a little bit better this possession until it gets stuck in Gaines' hands right there. It's fine.
Kicks the bound in the corner. And
interesting.
He's fouled. Reach in.
That ref looks like he's on the take.
All right. Shot clock at 14. Tennessee with the basketball. 21 seconds left. First quarter. They're down 12. Really need a bucket here. Jalen Johnson over to Gaines. 10 on the clock. Back to Johnson.
So much
looking
for the 2-for-1.
Gets him to the top of the key. 4-3.
Money!
Oh, Jordan Bowden. That was big.
Carter
huge
killer.
Shot.
Got to play defense here, guys.
Really big shot. Tennessee
cuts it
to 9.
Memphis ball out top. Kicks it inside. Plavšić. Oh. He blocked it. Holy cow. Pass ahead. That is the first quarter. Memphis going in for a dunk, but Uros Plavšić, the Serbian, said no, sirree. Get that out of here.
Footer.
Get it out of here. Incredible.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
It was good. It's a really good. Really good finish to the quarter.
Quick break here as we come back. We'll start the second quarter next. Stick with us. It's NIT Championship Game.
On the Fan Run Radio Network.
Getting set to tip off the second quarter from Madison Square Garden.
Well, they're not tipping it off.
Good point. Memphis leads 23-14. Tennessee's already gotten a rebound by Kamo. He got this weird lineup in. Kicks ahead to Bowden. He's fouled. Going to go to the line. Jordan Bowden's keeping you in it. Your senior leader that's struggled throughout the season. Sometimes this happens. Seniors just refuse to go down without a fight. And he's going to the line to try
looking
to cut
for points
this,
12 and 13.
Try to cut this lead to 7.
Where would Tennessee be without Jordan Bowden in this tournament?
Well, in this game, they'd have 3 points. So they'd probably be on their way home. Just a hunch.
Yeah, they're on their way home either way.
I'm saying this game would be over without Jay Bowden.
First free throw is good.
He's a leader.
It's 23-15, Memphis leads. Still, of course, just starting the second quarter. I think that's my biggest takeaway from this NIT simulation. Is that we have got to get quarters in a college basketball. So much better. Bowden, second free throw. It's up and good. 23-16. Memphis leads. They inbound. I don't know how – is that Ball, is that how you pronounce his name? He brings it down. Bowden's defending him. Kicks over to
– Lester.
Is that Lester? Kicks inside. Plavšić is there, though, and it doesn't matter. They score. Maurice with the bucket. 25-16. Plavšić should have a huge block, though, at the end of the first quarter.
That's a telling stat. Ball shooting 24% from the field. Memphis shooting 50%.
Yeah, Tennessee's 4 bad. For 17.
I mean, when are we going to the bench here? Jalen Johnson's got a right side. He drives, kicks inside to Plavšić. It's good. Reverse layup.
That was a great seal by Uros there.
Gave him the old Serbian slither.
If he has 2 feet in the paint, it's over.
Is that true?
No.
Okay. It might be over in this one.
Well, I don't know. He never gets the ball at 2 feet in the paint, so maybe
he looked like he was out there.
Come with a block inside. Starts the break. Kicks ahead to Johnson. Inside. Kicks it back out to Bowden for some inexplicable reason.
Bowden misses a floater.
And then he misses a floater. Memphis, top of the key. They lead by 7. It's a high ball screen.
Jalen Johnson tried to go a little showtime there.
Yeah, not good.
Probably should have just taken the
shot. Dandridge has a mismatch inside on Jalen Johnson. Jump hook. It's off the window and good.
And Dandridge is feeling it.
Memphis now 13 of 16 from the floor, 50%.
26.
Barnes with another timeout.
16.
No.
He's only get Vescovi in the game.
Another timeout for Rick Barnes.
The lead's still 9 for Memphis.
Maybe he's learned his lesson during this season. And Rick Barnes, big timeout guy this
big game. Big timeout guy in the NIT.
Uh-huh.
Big timeout guy.
I don't like how our guys on the bench are more into those dancers than what Rick Barnes is saying during the timeout.
They're not very focused.
Yeah.
Jalen and Gaines stay in, but you do have Fulkerson.
We go to
Fulkerson.
There we go. We go to Fulkerson. Turnaround jumper, it's good.
Penny's not having any of it.
Yeah, Memphis takes a timeout right after.
So many timeouts in this game. Pause, 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Fan Run Radio Network.
Memphis leads 27-20. Fulkerson, got a nice little pin down. He got the elbow jumper, nailed it. And
Fulkerson just needed to go over and have a couple of Frenchy fries.
Well, that timeout by Penny allowed Barnes to get Vescovi and Josiah James back into the game.
Pond's
back in. So Gaines is in with four other starters right now. And Memphis misses first trip down. Fulkerson secures the rebound out to Vescovi. Maybe this is where Tennessee can make a run. Inside, Pond's blocked.
It was a great pass by Vescovi.
Great pass by Vescovi. Pons might have got fouled there. Memphis ahead to the corner for three. Hits it.
You got
to
go inside.
Wish I knew the Memphis players' names.
30-20.
I feel like that.
Achua's the guy with the headband. He's been going inside.
That old school news broadcast.
Oh,
boom goes the dynamite.
Scovey just turned it over half court, dribbled it off his foot. Basically.
Passes to a guy. Boom goes the dynamite.
Lomax brings it up this time for Memphis. Top of the key over to Lester. He drives left side, but Josiah James pokes it away. He goes right to Lomax, who gets an easy layup. That was hard luck for balls.
Unlucky. Unlucky.
Lomax now with 8.
Memphis leads by 12. 7:19 to go in the second quarter.
Alley-oop to Gaines. Lays it up and in. What a pass from Vescovi.
What a finish by Gaines.
That was outside the NBA range three-point line. What a pass.
Scobie leads the league in assists per game.
He's been great this whole tournament. Harris gives it off to Lester on the left side. Gets a ball screen top of the key. Over to Lomax. He pulls for three. No good. Rebound, though, by Achua inside.
Block for Pons. The streak continues.
Seasonal end with Pons having to block in.
Oh, man, Pons had a layup there if he keeps cutting to the basket.
Oh, that was weird. Gaines over to Vescovi. He pulls for three. Oh, rims
in
out.
In and out for Vescovi. Yeah, he's getting closer, though. He's
everywhere
getting closer.
But the bottom of the net.
Tennessee still trails by 10, 32-22. Memphis right side, driving on Vescovi inside. It's
wow.
Good.
Wow.
Pons tried to help over, but it was too little too late.
34-22, Memphis leads. 6:22 to go in the second quarter. Point guard now, Gaines. Who knew?
Gaines to Josiah James in the corner.
Got
he
it.
Pulls for
He's not cold anymore.
And it's good.
He shot 42.5% from the three in SEC play this season.
Josiah James?
Yeah. His foot was on the line on that one.
Yeah, that was a long
two. These NBA lines.
Harris drives for Memphis. He's going to the basket.
Good
Gaines
foul by
foul.
Gaines.
Make him earn it.
Memphis to the line for two.
Tennessee having a little trouble staying in front of the Memphis guards.
Memphis leads 34-24, 5:59 left. Second quarter goes to the line for two shots. I mean, I feel like this lineup just needs to get more done right now.
It's weird that they're not focusing Fulkerson at all. I know I keep going back to that, but he was so efficient last game.
Mm-hmm.
Last two games. He had 20 and 20 in both games.
Well, he wasn't efficient.
He did get 23 rebounds and 20-something points.
But, I mean, he made everything around the rim against Arkansas.
Yeah, maybe they can get him going here. Harris shoots the second one. It's good. He's made both free throws now. Memphis leads 36-24 as Vescovi brings it down for Tennessee. High ball screen from Fulkerson. Let's see when they got the switch. Vescovi drives on the bigger.
Get in.
Achua gets it over to Fulkerson. He's fouled. Almost got it to go, but he'll go to the line for two.
Another good showtime pass by Vescovi to set up Fulkerson.
Behind the back, it was really nice.
It's like that wrap around the head pass again.
Nasty. Need more ball screens with Fulkerson and Vescovi.
Maybe the action. Fulkerson's going to see a couple free throws go in here. Maybe it'll get going. At least I hope he sees a couple going.
Yeah, and then you can set Bowden up for some open threes since he's kind of on fire today. Fulkerson now taking free throws with the normal left hand this game, so that's good to see.
Still has the wrap on the left hand, but it doesn't seem to
be better. Yeah.
Easy with the fist bump there, man. Okay.
He makes the first one. Tennessee trims the lead to 11, 36-25. Fulkerson will have one more free throw coming. Spins.
Gather dribble.
Two dribbles.
Eyes and fires. Good.
That's good. All right.
Dependable, John Fulkerson.
Back to a 10-point lead now for Memphis, 36-26.
Memphis shooting 43% from the line, up 10.
Kicks it over to Lester. He hands off to Harris. He's driving left on Ponce to the rack. It's good. We can't keep him in front of us. You're right, Chris. Cannot
foot
keep
speed.
Him, keep Memphis from getting to the basket.
I mean, that was Ponce on Harris. Went by him like it wasn't there.
It's interesting that we've gone to Gaines as the primary ball handler with this lineup on the floor, but that opens up Vescovi for three right wing. It's good.
Needed it.
Big time.
Needed it.
Tennessee trims the lead to 9. 5:08 to go until halftime. Long three by Lomax.
Big
Fulkerson
rebound by
rebound.
Fulkerson in between two Memphis players. Kicks ahead to James. Ahead to Ponce. Ahead to Gaines. Layup. No good. Gets his own rebound. Layup. No good.
Ah!
Out of bounds.
Oh, Memphis
ball.
Came down with their foot on the line.
Gonna
ball's getting lucky.
Going to be Tennessee ball under their own basket here. New fresh shot clock and everything. Big break there. God, Gaines, you got to finish that, though, son.
Fulkerson missed the tip dunk.
Mm-hmm. Ponds the inbound. He finds Fulkerson.
There we go.
Turnaround jumper. Good.
Feed the Fulk. Feed Fulkerson.
It's automatic.
He's feeling it.
He's averaging 26.
Tennessee as a team.
26 assists per game. Not bad.
Yeah, in the NIT tournament.
Fulkerson has the fire ring. That means he's hot.
Lester to the basket.
They're getting everything they want on the dribble drive.
Yeah, we can't stop them.
Probably go zone.
Good idea.
Just kidding.
Gaines playing a little point forward again.
You got to get the ball to Fulkerson.
Gets the ball to Vescovi. He pulls another deep three. No good. Rebound. Achiuwa.
It's just a dumb shot.
He's going to push tempo for Memphis himself. Over to Lomax.
Lomax traveled.
He's got Fulkerson on him. Kind of a mismatch. Inside to Lester. Working on Josiah James. He shoots. No good. James with the rebound. James ahead to Gaines. Gaines kind of just stalls, pulls it back out. Top of the key. Set the offense. Fulkerson's really feeling it right now. Over
Josiah
to Josiah James for three. It's
money.
Good.
Bowden also at the scorer's table, getting set to check back in.
Memphis now, their lead cut to 6, 40-34. Can we get a stop, though? That's the big question.
Up, triple drive.
Good defense.
There you go,
Fulkerson.
Fulkerson with a deflection. Back out high. 10 on the shot clock for Memphis. Lester. Dribbling behind his back. Gives it off. It's Harris for three. Good.
Wide open.
Goodness gracious. We just every time we score a couple buckets, we can't get anything going on defense. Another timeout. Third timeout taken in the first half by Rick Barnes.
Can't take him with you.
Maybe he's been saving them all year for this game.
That timeout is definitely to get Jordan Bowden back in the game.
That's smart. That's smart.
No, it makes sense.
We'll take a timeout with you right here on
3 and Out.
The Fan Run Radio Network.
Sorry.
Welcome back in. It's game day. That means it's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union as Jordan Bowden drives left side, the foul, and the bucket.
Hoop and harm.
Bowden is carrying us this game. Check out the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union online at tvacreditunion.com. They've got all the ways you can bank. Remotely, of course. And right now they're offering the bridge loan up to 36 months, first 3 months, interest free. So during this trying time, make sure to visit tvacreditunion.com for all the details. Bowden misses the free throw, so it's Memphis leads 43-36, 3:08 left, second quarter. Lester drives right side. We cannot stop them from getting the basket. They didn't miss the shot there, though. Fulkerson gets the rebound.
Hey, if you're going to let him get to the basket, at least contest the shot. They did that on that possession.
Well, we got Plavsic in the game. That's helping out. Oh, Ponce with a great pass to Bowden, but he misses the layup. That looked familiar. Harris drives left side up ahead of the pack.
Ooh.
And Tomahawk dunks ahead of Fulkerson.
A little Spud Webb in Harris's game.
Got up quick.
Little fella, but he soars.
Memphis with a 9-point lead.
I feel if you're the Vols, the goal right here would be try to cut it to 4 by halftime.
2:32 to go. Pons out high. Goes to Fulkerson. He's had a pretty good second quarter. He throws into Vescovi, who scores.
Just post Vescovi up.
And Penny Hardaway's not happy. He wants to regroup with his
guys. I
got to
give Penny some credit. He's taking timeouts just about every time we hit a big shot. I think every time Vescovi has hit a shot, Penny has called a timeout.
Memphis leads 45-38, 2:23 left, second quarter.
I don't know if 4 is the number. I'll feel good with anything 7 or under.
Started out struggling, but both teams look like it's going to be a decently high-scoring game.
Tennessee's had a good second quarter, offensively. Defensively, not so much.
Tennessee just took Vescovi and...
Oh!
Big block by
Kamwa.
That's his second block of the game.
Big rebound by Kamwa. He brings it down. He kicks it over to Jalen Johnson, right side, who's now in the game. He drives. He loses it.
And turnover.
And Ellis picks it up for Memphis. He's pushing tempo. It's a 4-on-1. Jump shot from the elbow for some reason. It's no good. Put back no good by Memphis, and Plavsic secures the rebound.
I think Plavsic got away with a foul on that one, but we'll take it.
Jalen Johnson, left side, kicks to the corner to Pons. Long two, no good. Rebound Dandridge for Memphis. It's really up and down, helter-skelter right now. Ellis pushes
Pons
right side.
Pons has to take that to the basket.
Ahead to Achiuwa, and it's good over Plavsic.
Tough finish by Achiuwa.
9-point lead for Memphis again. I don't understand why we took.
Where are the points going to come from with this group?
I know.
You got Bowden in there, but they're just kind of focusing on him at this point.
Bowden is standing in the corner right now, I believe.
The deep
can't
corner.
Even see him on the screen. Plavsic out to Jalen Johnson, top of the key. 2-1. He's going to have to
pull.
Shoot it from the logo. It's almost an air ball.
Plavsic off the rebound.
Rebound to the basket, and he scores! What a play by the Serbian!
Thanks to come.
Tennessee cuts it to 7, 47-40, under a minute to go now. Second quarter.
Plavsic is giving you good minutes today.
He has. Ellis takes a deep three for Memphis. No good. Plavsic gives up a rebound and has to foul Maurice.
Good foul by Plavsic. Make Maurice earn it at the line.
Got to get that rebound.
That was a long rebound. It's a bad shot.
Got to put a body on him, though. It was one of those things that you give Plavsic praise, and then the next thing you know, he makes a head-scratching play.
Praise and blame, they're all the same.
That's the way this team's been all year, just inconsistent. Can't trust him. So we got
Maurice at the line for two free throws. Memphis leads 47-40. There are 47 seconds left in the first half. Maurice fires and hits.
I feel like you need to run a little clock here.
2-for-1.
Just go 2-for-1 in the last 47 seconds.
Try to get a shot up with at least 35 seconds left. That way, if Memphis does run the ball or the clock all the way down, you'll have at least 9 seconds to get something for the 2-for-1 try.
Maurice hits the second free throw, and Memphis leads 49-40. Memphis only 56% from the line. That's kind of keeping Tennessee in it. Jalen Johnson dribbling out top, gets a ball screen from Kamwa, going right side, gets a switch to the basket, layup, no good, but he's fouled.
Timing-wise, that worked out. There's 33.7 seconds left.
Need some free throws here by Jalen Johnson.
Rick Barnes really playing the long game, keeping Vescovi and Fulkerson getting them a lot of rest here at the end of the
season.
You know,
we joked about that, but that's exactly what he did against, was it Clemson or was it Arkansas? Seems like
Arkansas, yeah, and it worked out, yeah.
Jalen Johnson at the line for two, and I mean, there's been reports that this could be his last game in Orange, guys. Looks that the transfer portal might be an option. He will graduate in May, and he misses.
Transfer portal can't open fast enough, can it?
Happen at halftime?
Jalen Johnson does get a lot of minutes in this game. It's kind of funny.
This whole tournament has really been featured. I feel like it's kind of like a preseason
don't really know why.
Schedule for an NFL
guy. Is this a Butch
guy?
Jones, Jalen Hurd kind of moment?
Johnson
we're going to go power eye for
Johnson
him.
Johnson does make the second free throw. 49-41, 30 seconds to go until halftime.
Memphis drives left side, Maurice over Plavsic.
What
he
the block?
It.
He got his on board and puts it back in.
Memphis leads by 10.
Here we go. Last shot for Tennessee. 20 on the
slow it down,
the,
slow it
on
down.
The game clock. Shot clock is off. Jalen Johnson has it left side.
I'd like to see Bowden get involved here.
Plavsic coming to set a high ball screen.
Tennessee holding for the last shot.
Now Kamwa comes to rescreen. Johnson gets an angle on his guy. 6-5. Kicks the Pons for three. Rims out. Kamwa with the rebound. To the basket. No good. Plavsic with the rebound. Shoots.
Misses.
No good. They robbed us. Halftime in New York
it's
City.
It's a 10-point lead for the Tigers.
Lamonte Turner there giving some encouragement on the way to the locker room. He's all dressed out.
Can he take Jalen Johnson's uniform? Put that on second half. Be pretty good. Really, worst defensive half for Tennessee of the season. The good news is they've already scored almost as many points as they did in the first matchup with Memphis. So you got that going for you if you're Tennessee.
I have people tweeting us, or at least one person tweeting us, that we need to adjust the game. We need a win no matter how insignificant.
This is not a rigged game. We are not crooked. We are not on the take.
One in Stripes says...
But if you want to Venmo me to make sure that Tennessee wins, it's Houston-Cress. Make sure
we
take the sticks from Billy.
We needed
and
to hire... One in Stripes says, we needed to hire that Carol Baskins for this game. She would
that
know.
That bleep Carol Baskin.
She would know how to take care of these Tigers.
Tennessee only shooting 36%.
It's been a big week for Tigers on the show.
Mm-hmm.
They do have 7 blocks, though.
I feel like Plavsic has 4. Pons has 2. I think Josiah has 1. Wait, you get the box score? You can pull that up?
Maggie's enjoying our play-by-play. It's funny that we had, we didn't prep at all for this and just kind of rolling with it.
Wow, we never do.
I feel like it's pretty good. Not too bad.
Prep's
it's not
too
bad.
Right.
I wouldn't say it's some good, some bad.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't believe accurate. The score is as high as it is after the start that we had. I mean, the first, 6 minutes of the game, there was probably a combined 10 points scored.
I think, did we have 11 points at the end of the first quarter?
Felt like that.
Well, they hit that 3 there late.
Yeah, that's true.
Jordan Bowden leading Tennessee scorers at halftime. He's played 15 minutes. He has 15 points. He also has a block and 2 rebounds.
Jared wants to know if Jalen Johnson's purposely throwing this game on his way out the door.
It does kind of have that feel. That's a
good question.
Honestly.
I mean, looking at the stats, Fulkerson has 2 shots, made them both.
Yeah, they got to get the ball to Fulkerson in the second half. That needs to be a priority. Bowden is 3 of 4 from 3. The lone miss was from about half court as the shot clock was winding down. Bad offensive possession for Tennessee there. Fulkerson, 6.6 rebounds, not exactly on pace for his 25 and 22 that he had against Arkansas. I'm trying to see here, Vescovi.
1 for 6 from the 3, is that what that says?
Yeah, 1 of 6. I think that's what he started the last game, and then he hit 3 or 4 in the second half that
clutch,
were pretty clutch.
Yeah.
This has been a second-half team throughout this tournament.
Look at Urosh, 4 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. I mean, this is kind of what we wanted.
No turnovers, only 1 foul.
During the season.
Party.
I just got a Venmo from Landon.
Yeah.
For $1.69. Billy, that's going right into your pocket. If you can adjust some things during halftime, make sure Tennessee pulls this one out. If not, I'm going to have to Venmo Landon his $1.69 back. It's nice, though, Landon. Thank you.
And now we see why people will pay for players in college basketball. People will pay for a video game championship.
I wonder what the percentage is. So if he'll give me $1.69, I wonder what I could get if I could rig like a real game.
A real game.
Do we still hang a banner if we lose this one? I mean, you did make it to the NIT championship.
Runner-up. NIT runner-up banner.
We do have an NIT banner
really?
In the arena. It just says, how many times have you played in it?
Oh.
I don't think we've ever won.
Can we just take that down?
Yeah, probably should. Memphis is basically leading in every statistical category.
I feel like Tennessee actually hung around pretty well.
I thought we had 1 dunk. I thought we had a breakaway early.
Apparently not.
Remember 1.
7 blocks in the first half. I don't know how many of those ended up. I know at least 2 we blocked into the waiting arms of a Memphis player who then quickly scored. But 7 blocks are helping you out. 5 of 15 from 3 is not terrible. Vescovi's 1 for 6 ain't so good.
Mm-hmm. We got to turn them over a little more. They only have 1 turnover.
Fast break points. Tennessee has 0. Tennessee has to push. We've said it, and they've been doing it all tournament until today. They've been pushing tempo. They've been getting out and running. They've been getting easy buckets. That's why we don't have any dunks. We're not pushing tempo. Mm-hmm. Memphis, though, I will say the foot speed and quickness by Memphis is making it very difficult for Tennessee defenders to stay in front of the ball. And they've been able to get out and fast break. 19 fast break points for Memphis in the first half, including 34 points in the paint. Tennessee only 12.
What game was it? We had 78. Was that Purdue? We had 78 points in the paint.
I think that's right. Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
A big point of emphasis, I guess, all season was the bench scoring. Tennessee in the first half, 7 points off the bench. Memphis's bench, 17.
Yeah, they're getting work done
There's a stunner.
We'll come back. We'll kick off.
7 points off the bench might be our season high, though, really.
Hour 3 will allow the guys to inbound the basketball to start the second half. Is that better? Since we're not going to tip it off.
Yeah.
When we return and start hour 3 of 3 and Out. Stick with us right here. 10 IT Championship Edition of 3 and Out.
Crunch time.